Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day, where we take a deep dive into Scripture. And we've been working our way through 1 Corinthians, and we have landed in 1 Corinthians chapter 7, where we are talking about what Paul says to those who are married. And he says to them that you need to stay married. And what we learn is that God takes marriage seriously. This is not a covenant that you are to enter into lightly or naively. Marriage is designed for life. That's why we say, till death do us part. And marriage is very difficult and lots of sanctifying work. And unless you have 100% of both people, man and woman, who love the Lord and are committed to the authority and sufficiency of His Word and are utterly dependent upon Him, you're in for an uphill battle. That's not to say that God can't or will not do amazing works in the lives of people after they are married. We have redemption story after redemption story that sits in our church Sunday after Sunday. You just need to have a clear and realistic understanding of marriage. And the fact is that you are marrying a sinner who is very good at sinning. You don't get married just because it's the next thing you do in life. You don't get married just because you want to have a house and picket fence and kids. You don't get married just so you can have sex. You don't get married to someone just because you've dated them for a long time. You don't get married just because you believe that person will be able to take care of you financially. You marry someone because you believe God has brought them to you to help you pursue holiness in life, and because you want to put on display the unconditional love that Christ has for His church, and you want to demonstrate the loving obedience and submission and dependence that the church is to have towards Christ. And then you stay married. When you pray today, please remember Marco Gaspar and his family, our changemaker missionaries in Portugal. And also remember the Zanaki LifeWord broadcast that's heard in Tanzania.